wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault.
Just hearing Jimmy Buffett music this time of year makes you warm up a little bit. Makes you feel like maybe you're in Key West.
I was just going to mention Key West.
Right?
Exactly.
Don't you get that vibe?
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, Key West is such a big part of the whole Jimmy Buffett experience.
He has his own place down there.
He does. He does. Or recently, I mean, Jimmy Buffett is such a fan of Chicago. You know, Wrigley Field, where he has played and will play next year. But just hearing this music makes you feel better, and you think about all the Jimmy Buffett songs that you grew up with through the years. You forget how many great songs there are in the Jimmy Buffett catalog. That is what this amazing new musical, Escape to Margaritaville, is all about, where they've taken about 20 or so of Jimmy Buffett's songs and strung in some original songs and a lovely storyline of three different love stories, and are presenting it on stage over at the Oriental Theater here in Chicago until December 3rd. Then it will move on to Broadway. And I saw the show this week and really enjoyed it. It was, I think it was one of those nights where it was cold and rainy and it was just awful outside. You know, and you come in, you're just like chilled to the bone when you come into the theater. And, you know, when you leave the theater, you just want to put on some shorts and flip-flops. And actually, beach balls did fall from the ceiling of the theater. So you did kind of feel like you were on a beach someplace when you saw this show. All the great songs are there, amazing performances, really great production, some really funny moments, Escape to Margaritaville. And one of the stars of the show is in studio with us right now. Before we actually play back the interview that we did with Jimmy Buffett during the intermission of the show, the opening night show the other night. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But Allison Luff is here, who plays Rachel, you know, one of the love interests of these three love stories that are going on. Welcome. Nice to have you here with
us. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How fun is it to be a part of this show? Since its beginning, it started in La Jolla, and then has traveled to a couple of other cities before it's come here to Chicago. But to be in on the ground floor of this show that's headed to Broadway has got to be pretty amazing for you.
It's a dream come true. I mean, for any actor to originate a role that's going to Broadway is pretty awesome, pretty stellar. And I love the role that I play. I love Rachel. She's a feminist and an environmental scientist, a smart, witty, dry, driven individual, and I love her for that.
Yeah, who meets this guy who works at the Margaritaville bar on this island, and he's kind of a ladies' man prior to meeting you, and you just really don't want any part of him in the beginning. You can see who he is and what he is, and you have no interest in it at all.
Nobody's got time for that.
I got time for that.
I got time for that.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, things evolve. Other love stories are going on, which are really cute. And what a nice way to connect to all of these Jimmy Buffett songs also, right?
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, one of the amazing themes in the show that all three of the couples have in common, which I love, is not changing who you are for someone else. And I think each individual couple displays that theme in a different way, which I think is really sweet. And we don't ever think about that until you see the show and think about it for a second.
Yeah, and what a great message to you know, for the young and old alike.
Of course,
stay
yeah.
true to yourself no matter yeah. what's going on. How the night that I was there, and I know he's done this a couple of times. Jimmy Buffett comes out for the curtain call and joins you and sings Margaritaville, and it's becomes a big party. How involved has he been in the creation of this show?
He's been super involved. I mean, he's also the busiest man I've ever encountered. He was on tour this whole past year with his own, with his own music and his own band. And so he's been on tour this whole time, but he's also been in and out of each city and the rehearsal process, and he gets the rehearsal reports every day, and he's been very involved in the writing and at all of our, you know, big run-throughs throughout the rehearsal. And he's so supportive and gives his feedback, which is great. I mean, he is definitely
the
heart of the show.
Is that intimidating, though? Jimmy Buffett, and you see him scribbling something, it's like, uh-oh, now what?
You would think so, but, you know, he really is so supportive, and he is very authentic to the lifestyle he portrays. And so it's kind of, it's not as scary because he's kind of like an uncle or something. You know, he's like a really wonderful, jolly uncle.
Yeah. When I talked to him backstage... not backstage, but during intermission, I said, you know, so you know, you sat and watched like the rest of us. What he goes, I made some notes.
Of course,
I made
yeah.
some notes. I was like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the life of a show that's headed to Broadway, isn't it? I would imagine your show is fairly constantly changing, right?
Yeah, for sure. The writers Greg Garcia and Mike O'Malley are extremely involved. They're there in rehearsals every day, and they're they're TV writers, so they're constantly making changes for the better. It's not often that you get to work on a new show and you get changes that often, that as soon as you get a change, you embrace it because you know it's for the better. And it could be the slightest line change, and it's fun. I mean, it keeps you on your toes, and I've really, really enjoyed that part of the process, especially because they're such smart writers that are doing everything that is better for the show.
Yeah, right. You know, when I first heard you perform in the show and heard your voice, I was blown away by the beauty of your voice. And I said, she must have some kind of operatic training, something like that, because that's the range of your voice and how it sounded to me. And then I read your bio. That you were Fantine in the Broadway revival of mm-hmm. Les Mis, which is a very demanding role vocally and otherwise. You were Elphaba in the tour, and it's like, oh well, she's brought some chops to this production.
Yeah, I actually love it. This show kind of lends a little bit more authentic part of my voice, which is folk and just kind of chill. And I mean, those iconic roles have been very beneficial in stamina and learning how to take on any kind of role, because if you can take on Fantine or Elphaba, you feel like anything is possible.
So
this show is kind of a breath of fresh air, and the fact that I get to sing a little bit more chill, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more folky, and I think that that's probably more authentic to my sound. Anyways.
Yeah, well, the production is here in Chicago until December the 3rd. Escape to Margaritaville. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster, Broadway, and Chicago.com. And as I said, we were able to spend some time with Jimmy Buffett himself during intermission of the opening night, and we're going to share that conversation when we come back from the break. Allison Luff is Rachel in the show. Go and see it. You will definitely enjoy it. Allison, thank you for coming
in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So nice to see you. 11:48 is the time. WGN.
These changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes, nothing remains quite the same.
So many great songs from Jimmy Buffett through the years. Trying to think of what my favorites are. I love them all. I was a big parrot head back in the day. Love these, and I think, you know, if you're a Jimmy Buffett fan, Escape to Margaritaville, the musical, is definitely a must-see. But even if you're not, you know, it's a sweet set of stories, and it's just a nice escape from all that's negative that's going on in the world right now. It's over at the Oriental Theater playing through December 3rd. That's where we saw the show, and that's its official opening night. Was it Wednesday night? I think it was this past Wednesday night. During the intermission of the show, we got together with the man himself, with the great Jimmy Buffett, who talked to us about the production of the show, his love for Chicago. We squeezed a lot into our conversation. Explain to me, you know, what it's like for you. You've seen the show many, many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are at intermission right now. So what?
Yeah.
You took notes. What are you thinking?
Well, first thing they're on tonight. I mean, you know, I do this for a living too, in another phase of it. But it's been such an incredible thing few people don't. It's been a 5-year project, basically. So from the kind of idea to inception to production and stuff. So, and getting here, it's just part of me, I still can't believe I'm out there watching it, because it's very strange to see other people do your songs. But then the other thing is the incredible way that our writers and everybody involved kind of got the essence of what it really is a simple story about escapism. And I watch the audience. And then it thrills me on one side to go, I can't believe it's here, and it's really doing well. And, you know, we're on our way to Broadway, and who would have ever thought?
In your wildest dreams, could you have ever imagined that, you know, this would have happened with all your songs?
Not until I saw other things. I've always been a lover of musical theater and a lover of plays. Really? And living around New York, I've always gone to the theater for a long time, and I saw things that, and people would say to me, you could do one of those. The Margaret Reaver could be a musical. And it kind of came from other people's suggestions. It wasn't something I was driven to do.
So on that note, I saw you last week with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
He came out and joined you for the curtain call. And you had seen Hamilton about 6 times?
9.
And nine times. And once from the production booth, right?
Well, I did it a couple of times because, I've been lucky enough to have been shepherded by the Nederland organization for a long time. I knew Jimmy Sr. back 32 years ago. He had literally offered me a one-man show on Broadway, but things didn't work out. But I always had a connection to Jimmy Jr. and ran Poplar Creek. So I've had a long love affair with Chicago and theater and things that went on down here. So when all of that kind of came together, I thought, this could happen. And it just, it kind of worked. And then other people, as I said, were more kind of interested and kind of had the passion to do it. And I just followed along as the writer of it. It's an incredible thing to kind of get involved with this.
Talk to me a little bit about your love affair with Chicago. I mean, it goes back. To the day, right?
To the day. I mean, Richard Harding had a club on Belmont called The Quiet Night.
I remember it well.
And I played they used to have, showcases for talent, and my manager had one in Nashville, and Richard came to it, and he had some other accent. And who knows why Richard kind of saw something in me and booked me to come up. And in those days, he, as the opening act at the Quiet Night, you played for a month, but the headliners came every week. So I saw an incredible amount of talent and met an incredible number of people at the same time. You cut to Steve Goodman was rising, John Prine was here, Bonnie Kolak, the Holstein brothers. So I immediately fell into a crowd that were local Chicagoans that kind of adopted me, and from there, sitting in the bleachers at
the old Quiet Night was right down the street. It was right at Belmont and Sheffield.
As the opening act, I went on at 7, so the games might have been over at 5.
Right,
so I'd get a buzz on in the stands, go take a nap, and go to work.
Why do you think that Chicago connects so well with your music? I mean, this Margaritaville vibe, this Key West kind of vibe.
It's a beach town. It is a beach town. When I first came here, I mean, I'm supposed to know something about geography, but the one thing it was when I came here the first time, there's Lake Michigan. The beaches on Lake Michigan are incredible, and I think that there is a connection to open water. There's a great Midwestern work ethic, and the fact of it is that people, when they work hard, tend to play hard. And many people from here that I knew at that time, in middle of February, if they've got the means, they get to Florida. And I'd run into them. I just looked at license plates in Key West and where they were from. Illinois, Ohio, Michigan. Mm. Bingo. Yeah. So I was getting them on one end when they're on vacation. So when I came out to work here, I just kind of fell in love with every kind of aspect of this city.
And now it's back to Wrigley Field this summer again.
Yes,
right?
We're coming back. Yeah. I'm honored to be invited back because that was a good one last year.
Yeah, it sure was.
I don't know how sure we can top that, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, it's always good.
It's great to be in Chicago with this show on the way to Broadway, and this is what they all say here, you know, this is where you know whether you've got it or not, you know, and you never know what the public's going to buy, but I think we've got a good shot. And thanks to everybody in Chicago for coming.
Jimmy Buffett, the Oriental Theater, where his Escape to Margaritaville is playing until December the 3rd before it moves on to Broadway. This is the music of the great Mel Tellis, one of the legendary names in country music. Passed away, 85 years old. Chwani will have more on that in the news and all that's going on this Sunday. Coming up on WGN.